I'd like to welcome Ralph Tolman this morning. He's going to bring us this morning's sermon. Ralph?
Thank you. Appreciate the opportunity to be here this morning. It's a beautiful morning. When I left home, it was drizzly and dull and depressing, and got halfway here and the sun came out. And it's a beautiful morning to be out to worship. As we discussed in Sunday school class this morning I'd like us to look at and listen to and focus on the Sermon on the Mount. And as I've mentioned, there's some debate as to whether the Sermon on the Mount was actually one sitting or just a collection of some of Jesus' teachings, but for today, we'll assume it was a single event. Some parts of the Sermon on the Mount are difficult to understand, or they're intriguing, and many of the teachings are quite difficult to obey, or they're quite convicting, difficult to live up to. But I won't be commenting on them, I'll just be presenting them, because I want us to just listen to the words of Jesus, and I don't want to detract from the words of Jesus at all. Normally I say, please turn in your Bibles to the scriptures, the text, but today for change I'd like to suggest that you don't follow along, that because as I mentioned Sunday school, that sometimes you tend to then get distracted because you'll get looking at other things or cross-referencing and things like that. And I'd like us to just to try this morning to just focus on Jesus' words. Just kind of pretend that you're out there on that mount listening to Jesus as he presents these teachings. They're kind of, some of the teachings were pretty radical. It's pretty radical stuff for those listening to Jesus at that time. Because Jesus would say, as we'll see in here, he'd say, you've been taught, or you've heard it's been said, but I say. And then what he says is pretty radical for them. So that was quite something. As I try to present this, there might be some pauses, and that either means I'm drawing a blank, or it could mean that I just want you to stop for a moment and think about the words of Jesus that were just said. I've tried to commit this to memory, and regarding memorization, you know, you may think, well, why bother trying to memorize something in this modern age of, you know, technology where we've got the world of information at our fingertips? But if you know me, you know, my technological fingertips aren't all that great, so I have to try to commit things to memory. So that's where I'm coming from. So let's just pretend we're on that mountain and listen to the words of Jesus. Seeing the crowds, Jesus went up into the mountain and sat down. And when his disciples came to him, he opened his mouth and said, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when men revile you and persecute you and say all manner of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for great is your reward in heaven, for so persecuted they the prophets who were before you. You are the salt of the earth. But if salt has lost its taste, how shall its saltness be restored? It's no longer good for anything except be thrown out and trodden underfoot of men. You are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hid, nor do men light a lamp and put it under a bushel, but on a stand, and it gives light to all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who's in heaven. Don't think that I've come to abolish the law or the prophets, for I've not come to abolish them, but to fulfill them. For truly I say unto you, until heaven and earth pass away, not an iota, not a dot of the law shall pass until all has been fulfilled. Whoever then relaxes one of the least of these commands and teaches men so shall be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But he who does them and teaches them shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven. For I tell you, unless your righteousness exceeds that of the scribes and Pharisees, you'll never enter the kingdom of heaven. You've heard it's been said to the men of old, you shall not kill, and whoever kills shall be liable to judgment. But I say unto you, whoever is angry with his brother without a cause shall be liable to judgment. And whoever insults his brother shall be liable to the council. And whoever says, you fool, shall be in danger of hell fire. So if you're offering your gift at the altar, and there remember your brother has something against you, leave your gift at the altar and go first be reconciled to your brother, and then come and offer your gift. Make friends quickly with your accuser while on your way with him to court, lest your accuser hand you over to the judge and the judge to the guard and you be put in prison. Truly I say unto you, you'll never get out till you've paid the last penny. You've heard it's been said, you shall not commit adultery. But I say unto you, whoever looks at a woman lustfully has already committed adultery with her in his heart. If your right eye causes you to sin, pluck it out and throw it away. It's better that you enter life without one of your members than that your whole body be thrown into hell. If your right hand causes you to sin, cut it off and throw it away. It's better that you enter life maimed than that your whole body go to hell. You've heard it's been said, if anyone divorces his wife, let him give her a certificate of divorce. But I say unto you, whoever divorces his wife, except on the grounds of unchastity, makes her an adulteress. And whoever marries a divorced woman commits adultery. Again, you've heard it's been said to the men of old, you shall not swear falsely, and whoever swears an oath must perform to the Lord what he has sworn. But I say unto you, don't swear at all, neither by heaven, for it's the throne of God, nor by the earth, for it's his footstool, nor by Jerusalem, for it's the city of the great king, neither swear by your head, for you cannot make one hair white or black. Let what you say be simply yes or no. Anything more than this comes of evil. You've heard it's been said, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. But I say unto you, don't resist one who is evil. If anyone strikes you on the right cheek, turn to him the other also. If anyone sue you and take your coat, let him have your cloak as well. If anyone forces you to go 1 mile, go with him 2 miles. Give to him who begs from you, and do not refuse him who would borrow from you. And again, you've heard, you shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I say unto you, love your enemy. Pray for those who persecute you, that you may be sons of your Father who is in heaven. For he makes his sun to rise on the evil and the good and sends rain on the just and the unjust. For if you love those who love you, what reward have you? Do not even the tax collectors do the same? And if you salute only your brethren, what more are you doing than others? Do not even the Gentiles do the same? You therefore must be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect. Beware of practicing your piety before men in order to be seen by them. Then you'll have no reward from your Father who's in heaven. Thus, when you give alms, sound no trumpet before you as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, that they may be praised by men. Truly I say unto you, they have their reward. But when you give alms, don't let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, that your alms may be in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you. And when you pray, you must not be like the hypocrites, for they love to stand and pray in the synagogues and the street corners, that they may be seen by men. Truly I say unto you, they have their reward. But when you pray, go into your room, shut the door, and pray to your Father who's in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you. And in praying, don't heap up empty phrases as the Gentiles do, for they think they'll be heard for their many words. Don't be like them. Your heavenly Father knows what you need before you ask him. Pray then like this. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we also have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father also will forgive you. But if you do not forgive men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. And when you fast, don't look dismal like the hypocrites, for they disfigure their faces that their fasting may be seen by men. Truly I say unto you, they have their reward. But when you fast, anoint your head and wash your face, that your fasting may not be seen by men, but by your Father who's in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you. Don't lay up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust consume and where thieves break in and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust consume and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. The eye is the lamp of the body. If the eye is sound, the whole body will be full of light. If the eye is not sound, the whole body will be full of darkness. If the light in you is darkness, how great is the darkness? No one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or he'll be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon, materialism. Therefore, I tell you, don't be anxious about your life, saying, you know, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we put on? Is not life more than food and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air. They neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they? And which of you, by being anxious, can add one cubit to a span of life? And why do you worry about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin, and yet I tell you that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. For if God so clothes the grass of the field, which today is alive and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you, O men of little faith? Therefore, don't be anxious, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For the Gentiles seek all these things, and your heavenly Father knows you need them all. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things shall be yours as well. Therefore, don't worry about tomorrow. Tomorrow will worry about itself. Let the day's own trouble be enough for the day. Judge not that you be not judged. For with the judgment you pronounce, you'll be judged. And the measure you give will be the measure you get. And why do you see the speck that's in your brother's eye, but don't notice the log that's in your own eye? And why do you say to your brother, let me take the speck out of your eye, when you have a log in your own eye? You hypocrite, first take the log out of your own eye. Then you'll see clearly to take the speck out of your brother's eye. Don't give what is holy to dogs, and don't cast your pearls before swine, lest they trample them underfoot and turn to attack you. Ask, and it'll be given you. Seek, and you'll find. Knock, and it'll be opened to you. For he who asks receives, and he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks it will be opened. For what man of you, if his son asks for bread, would give him a stone? Or if he asks for fish, would give him a snake? If you then, who are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give good things to those who ask him? So whatever you would that men would do for you, do so for them. For this is the law and the prophets. Enter by the narrow gate, for the gate is wide and the way is easy that leads to destruction, and those who enter by it are many. But the gate is narrow and the way is hard that leads to life, and those who find it are few. Beware of false teachers who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly are ravenous wolves. You'll know them by their fruit. Are grapes grown from thorns or figs from thistles? Every sound tree produces good fruit, and every evil tree produces bad fruit. A sound tree cannot bear bad fruit, nor can an evil tree bear good fruit. Every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. Thus you'll know them by their fruit. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father who's in heaven. On that day, many will say to me, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name and cast out demons in your name and do many mighty works in your name? And then I'll say to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you evildoers. Everyone who hears these words of mine and does them will be like a wise man who built his house upon the rock. And the rains descended, the floods rose, the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it didn't fall, for it was founded on the rock. But everyone who hears these words of mine and doesn't do them will be like a foolish man who built his house upon the sand. And the rains descended, floods rose, the winds blew, beat against that house, and it fell. And great was its fall. When Jesus had finished these sayings, everyone who heard him were astonished at his teachings, for he taught not as their scribes, but as one who had authority.